Let us go to India right now by the magic of radio and bring in none other than Arjun Singh. Arjun, how are you? How are you today?
Fine, sir. Fine, fine. Now, Jaisalmer is not Jaisalmer anymore because more and more foreign tourists and the tourists from all over India. So very few local people, when I go in the market, can see only tourists everywhere. The tourists are everywhere because the end of December and the beginning of the January is going to be full packed. So full of tourists everywhere. Tourists are everywhere. Shops, restaurants, hotels, camps, and everywhere. And we have now, the good thing is that just today in the newspaper I read that we have about 6 flights from Jaisalmer. It was a dream for us because you can't think about it. But now we have 6 flights for Delhi, for Ahmedabad, for Jaipur. So it's all for the tourists. So, and we have restaurants. And I asked Girdar last in my last show on the Wednesday, he went ordered to just for some food online. And he got that. So I asked him to get some the menu from them, and I have that menu with me right now, and I can tell you what they ordered and what is available here in Jaisalmer, which is quite unusual that you can have these kinds of things in Jaisalmer, like Italian sandwich, grilled cheese with extra veganza, cheesy pepper, and I can't read some of the words, veggie cheese, filler cheese sandwich, veggie mayo with cheese, Italian sandwich, and lots more. So it's in Jaisalmer right now.
That sounds appealing.
So now, but that's not, I mean, people don't eat that a lot, because wouldn't that cause a little bit of problems because it's so different from your regular diet?
Well, yes, but it's among the kids, among the new generation, it's attraction. They want, they just eat something. When they see the people eating, like, lots of tourists, they do like to eat, because for them, our local food, like what we eat, is if they go in these kinds of restaurants, like in local restaurants, they don't like that kind because that's very spicy for them. So if they just try once, or when they are in India, they try it once at the local restaurant, and next time they like to avoid it because they don't want to eat that kind of, because it's not good for their digestion, so they don't eat that kind of spicy food. So they just like to buy these kinds of things, like pizza and burger, because when they see these kinds of things, and with the cheese, because cheese is not in our food. I have never eaten these kinds of things, because here in Jaisalmer the people don't know much about the cheese, but as I know much, because I ate a lot when I was there. So here, a lot of things, they are made of cheese, because I have a menu with me, and I can see veggie cheese, paneer corn, cheese and corn, cheese cone, and Italian corn, and cheesy pepper. So everywhere the cheese is there. So cheese is not in our food. It's very unusual. And I know it comes out from other districts, like from Jaipur or Delhi. I don't know how do they manage. But now the food with the cheese. So the local people here, they started, well, my parents, they tested it, but they didn't like it. They didn't like that food because they say it's very mild. There's no spice there, and it's not very sour, not very. So they like that kind of spicy food for them. But the Girdar and the kids, like his cousin brothers, they die for it. They love it, that kind of food, because they can see the people all over on the TV, in the restaurant, and everywhere. We have a very popular show on TV, on Discovery. That's the street food in New York. So Girdar every time watches that, the street food, the veins, they are selling that kind of food. So kids love it.
Yeah, except that they don't know what it tastes like. I mean, other. It's wonderful. It's like you could give them. You can give them something that looks like it. You could give them. You're basically sponging some dish soap and say,
Here's the problem I have with it, Arjun. With kids, I know that what my food tastes are here, and when I went to any foreign country that I've been to, Bermuda, I tried certain ones of their dishes, and I liked it. It was good. It was different. But
Even different regions in the States,
yeah,
they have different foods. And
but you want to keep your tradition. You want to keep your son so he still likes the food that he grew up on, and doesn't forget that.
Or if he doesn't like it, you're allowed not to like it, but you should need to know. I sort of fall somewhere in the middle of. You've got to know what something's supposed to taste like, before you say, oh, I love XYZ. And you, Arjun, have eaten an actual pizza in New York. So you know what New York pizza tastes like.
Yes, I can. When I close my eyes, I can feel the taste. I know. But here, the people, for them, it's something very new. So they do like to test it, and they do like to check it, because it's not very expensive. Now I just tell you the rate. For example, here for Italian pizza, you have to pay $1 for the full one. So it's not very expensive for the people here, so they can buy it. It's the beginning. It's the starting. So, you know, it's not like that. But the people have never tested it. They don't know much about it, the real test. So they think it's good. They love it. And when I bought some of things for my mother, because last week we had so many restaurants everywhere, and I bought, like, so my mother liked one thing only, and that is garlic bread. She loved it because the garlic was there. So she really loved it. She said, that's tasty, because it's like our local food, so garlic bread. So it came in our, I think, in our kitchen. So it's the beginning of that kind of food that's coming. Because otherwise, the bread, for my parents, they eat only chapatis, rotis. They don't eat bread. But I think the first entry in our kitchen, it starts with the garlic bread.
All right, so all these restaurants are and all this food is available simply because you've got a lot of tourist action again, right?
Yes, that's the only reason. That's the only reason. Because if they depend on the local people, no, there's no any business for them. So these 4 months, I think, from December, January, February, and they start in November. This is the time, December. The end of the December, the beginning of the January, I think you can make a very, very good business. You can earn a lot of money, because everywhere, the foreigners, because of that, of the flights now we have, so the tourists are everywhere. In the evening when I go in the street, I can't see any local people here, only foreigners, only tourists, like from all over India, like from Gujarat, from Mumbai, from Delhi. So that is the time when they come here, and I think Jaisalmer is now on the top. If you compare the any other district of India, I will think that Jaisalmer is on the top right now, because everywhere it's full, even in hotels, in restaurants, and I think many hotels are there. I don't know much about that, how the quantity of that, but not even a single room is vacant tonight, as I think, because last night when I went out with the girls, we saw more than 50 cars. And they were on the road, and the people were sleeping in the cars there, because they had no rooms in the hotels. So you can think, they come without any information. They don't, because people here, they don't book anything in advance. They come, and then they just go in the hotels. It's not like in other countries, the people, they book their tour in advance. It's not like that. They just take their luggage, and they go morning, and they come to the restaurant, and they come to know that no rooms are there, and then they have to sleep in the car. That's the only way. So it's getting full now. Jaisalmer is completely booked now.
Right. Are you doing any tours?
Are you doing tours? Yeah. Are you doing tours now?
No. Because we have the schools right now, and we have winter vacations from 25th of December to 7th of January. That is the time. So my two cousin brothers, they started a camp, because they are young now, and they have many dreams now. So they started a camp, and they invited me. And definitely, I would like to go with the Girdha to that camp, maybe on next Wednesday, and I would like to do that show from that camp. So they invited me, and that's a wonderful camp, because I have seen some photos of them. It's great, and it's only for the tourists. And I'm sure that my family, like my parents, they have never experienced. So I would love my parents to come with us and see what happens, because they have all kinds of modern facilities. They have like geysers in rooms, they have heaters in the rooms, and very highly classified restaurants they have, with all kinds of continental Chinese and different types of food. So I like the people, local people, to go there and experience there. So next Wednesday, I'm going there right now at the, you know, during the vacations we have.
Then we will hear all about it on what is known as Boxing Day.
All right, so we will see you next Wednesday.
Or hear from you next Wednesday. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh. We just went around the world.